A North African country is flirting with chaos. I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. So Algeria is dealing with complications, to say the least. But will these have an impact on Christians? Plus, did you know that today is International Women's Day? We'll dig into what this day is about and the opportunities it presents in just a couple moments. And we'll start out with a look at the protests which continue to rock Algeria. And while it looks and sounds like a repeat of the Arab Spring, it's really more about this.
There's an election coming up on the 18th of April, and the current president, Bouteflika, has been put forward, nominated to stand for a fifth term in office.
That's Miles Windsor from Middle East Concern. Now, the sitting president is in his 80s, and there are questions about whether or not he's actually fit to sit another term and who actually wields the power.
The suggestion is that there is a group that is keeping him in power so that they can maintain their own control. It's this group of sort of military men and business leaders and others in government is known as le pouvoir. In French, the powers that be.
Roughly 70% of Algeria's population is under 30 years old. Most of them are fed up with the status quo.
There's huge unemployment within that youthful population as well. And so that frustration is feeding into the protests that we're seeing there.
There's no direct connection between the riots and the recent government crackdown on Christians. However, Windsor recommends getting a grasp of what's happening by following the stories.
And also, obviously, praying into that situation, praying that the Christian community will be able to remain steadfast and flourish under pressure in Algeria.
Next, in recent years, it's become more difficult for World Missionary Press to send scripture booklets into Eastern Europe. WMP's Helen Williams says,
although we've had established contacts, particularly in Romania and Ukraine, due to internal difficulties, those two relationships have kind of disappeared on us. And we mail boxes into Ukraine and into Romania, but we've not been able to establish a way to get large quantities in.
But the doors are opening. WMP recently connected with different organizations and distributors in Eastern Europe. And with these contacts, they're going to send 1 million scripture booklets in more than 10 European languages. WMP wants to harness this opportunity to establish 3 key distribution points in Europe to reach other strategic areas of the continent.
This is really exciting to us because Europe has been a place where we've had not as much opportunity as we'd like, but we know that there are people that can use the literature and will use the literature, particularly because it's available in so many languages and it's free.
It takes just 5 cents to print a booklet and help change a life forever. If you want to walk alongside WMP as they work in Eastern Europe, get started at missionnews.org. And today is International Women's Day. The theme, Balance for Better. Peggy Banks of Transworld Radio says,
you know, I love being a part of what the International Women's Day is doing throughout the world. And when you think about what it means to be balanced for better, it's really just kind of having this world where women are invited to the table, where we're raising awareness about the differences between men and women, talking about equality, talking about respect, talking about inviting women to be a part of the conversation.
It's also a chance to learn how to support women through the gospel. TWR's Women of Hope is doing this by educating, encouraging, and equipping women through the radio.
There are many messages that are going out to women that are created by men and delivered by men, many pastors, wonderful pastors. But when you see a conversation that happens with women in the workplace, in the churches, in our homes, in the villages, even in the villages, coming together to share on the Bible, to share on topics that women are facing, sometimes, you know, we can identify with each other a little bit more as women, certainly women who are oppressed in countries.
Get the details about how International Women's Day intersects with the Bible and ways to get involved with TWR at missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We are listener-supported and people just like you. So you can join us here or on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, LinkedIn, or podcast us on Amazon Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.